September 22nd, Tuesday. What are you following? A dark night without any light, one bright light that illuminates the street, gives relief to those who fearfully walk it. Today, as you walk on your life's path that seems like the wilderness, God is with you. From the moment He becomes the light, your wilderness path becomes the covenant journey. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalms 119, verse 105. The first true miracle that arose in the wilderness. Exodus chapter 36, verse 3. And they received from Moses all the contribution that the people of Israel had brought for doing the work on the sanctuary. They still kept bringing him freewill offerings every morning. You must open three sets of eyes as you live in this world. They are physical, intellectual, and spiritual eyes. When you view this age of disasters with spiritual eyes, you'll see the method to block disasters. After the Exodus, God instructed the Israelites to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. Inside the tabernacle and worship, God placed the covenant of blocking the disasters of the age. What covenant must you hold on to today? Number 1. The prayer of oneness that will raise miracles. When those who hold on to the covenant become one through prayer, God will raise miracles. Therefore, there is no need to fear great powers. After the Israelites heard Moses' confession of faith before the Red Sea, they became one. Afterward, God carried out the miracle of dividing the Red Sea. By holding on to the covenant of the gospel and praying for oneness, you will gain victory in the spiritual battle today. Number 2. Build an altar with the few who hold on to the covenant. It isn't necessary for many people to pray for oneness. This age needs the prayer of oneness from those who hold on to the covenant in times of disasters. 7 people became unified through this covenant, and the works of Exodus arose. Also, when 4 others became one through this covenant and prayed, the works of blocking Philistia arose. There are times when you probably feel like you're all alone, in your field and in reality. Abraham left his nephew Lot, stood before God, and built an altar. When Jacob didn't have any solutions for his dire situations, he stood alone at the Jabbok River and built an altar before God. For those who pray while holding on to the gospel and the covenant, God will absolutely answer their prayers. Dear God, please open my spiritual eyes to see the covenant in my field and reality. Help me to know the spiritual power to block the disasters of the field and the age. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.